Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Agent Janae McNally. Morning, Janae. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today we're going to be talking about the day camp that's coming up soon.
We do. You know, this year we're kind of getting back into the swing of things, back in person, which I'm so excited about. I love seeing my 4-H kids. You know, I'm excited. I will personally be leaving for camp here this coming Sunday, June 6th through the 9th with my kids, and that's an overnight camp. But we also in the district offer every year a district-wide day camp, excluding last year, to give the kids ages 7 to 11 an experience like a mini camp, but you don't stay away from home. It's just for a day. And we do rotate that around the county and within the district. And this year, it's Anderson County's turn to host us down there. And so we have a committee of different clubs from each county represented. So everyone's voice is heard. And they came up with a theme this year of Go for the Gold in honor of the Olympics that are going to be happening this summer. So I'm really excited to be working with this committee. But again, I wanted to reiterate that it's youth ages 7 to 11, and you don't have to be in 4-H. If you're listening and you have a non-4-H-er that you think might want to be in 4-H or might want a day out and kind of experience this, sign them up. You know, we have fun activities, crafts, games, songs. We're going to do a community service project, and it's right by the swimming pool there in Garnet, so we hope to take them swimming for the afternoon. So it's a fun day. It's going to be on Wednesday, June 30th, again in Anderson County there in Garnet from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their community building. It's only $5, and we will have some forms and registration information on our website, on the Extension District website there on Frontiers. And it is due by June 16th. But we will provide lunch to all campers, and it's just a great day for kids to maybe gain an independence. Maybe you're a 7-year-old and this is your first time away from mom and dad in the summertime for a day, and you know, those kids are maybe mastering a skill that they're working on with a different project that we have throughout the day, or you know, they're learning how to get along as a group, and we split them up into different groups according to age, and we have again leadership for our older ones, for group leaders that kind of lead the groups throughout the morning and afternoon. So again, I would highly encourage you, if you have a youth ages 7 to 11, again, doesn't have to be in 4-H, to sign up for our day camp on Wednesday, June 30th. And check out, again, our Frontier District website, 4-H tab, for registration information. Or you can always get a hold of me in the office, 785-229-3520.
All right. Thank you, Janae. And yeah, I was in Cub Scouts as a kid. And so Cub Scout day camp was always a thing to look forward to every year. So if it's anything like that, I'm sure it's going to be a great, great time out there.
It was one of my favorites as a kid, going as a day camp camper, and now putting that on. It's one of my, they're all fun days, but it's really fun because you're outside doing things and inside, and it's just a fun day for all involved.
All right. Well, sounds like an awesome program you got going there. So thank you, Janae. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.